Hello, this is Homer Simpson. You're listening to the RNC Remix on WFMU 91.1. Call now at 201-209-9368 to speak to the president, George W. H. H. W. Oh, so many letters. Anyway, one of the Bushes. I am Homer Simpson, and I approve this message.
Now is the time. Now I'd be glad to take your questions. Oh, good. Yeah. Good evening. I'm sick.
Hello, this is Homer Simpson. You're listening to the interactive W at WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope, live on the internet at WFMU.org. Call now to speak to our leader, 201-209-9368. Hello? Anybody? Flanders?
Now I'd be glad to take your questions.
Hi, is this George Bush?
Yes.
George, now I got to get something straight. First, we're winning the war on terror. We're going to win it, and then it's not a winnable war, and now we're going to win it again.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. So it's not winnable, but we're going to win it.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Because you know, to me, that sounds like flip flopping.
You'll find that out soon. My answer to that question is that, again, I repeat what I said earlier, and it just seemed an impractical strategy at the time, and frankly, I didn't contemplate it. You know, we were shooting cruise missiles, and like many, they don't protect us from killers. You know, what is the proper use of American power?
That's a good question. That's a good question. And I think it's probably waffling is the best use. And flip-flopping and stuff, right?
God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
See you later. Good evening.
Hi, Mr. President. Thanks for taking my question.
Sure.
I was wondering, what was your take on Rudy Giuliani's speech last night?
You'll find that out soon.
You didn't think he was a little too harsh on John Kerry?
I don't think so.
So is that the tone that the rest of the convention is going to have?
You bet.
And what about Senator McCain's speech?
Well, I think, as I mentioned, that's just a reality, Dave. I mean, but there was a... and the answer is, I'm sick. my response is for the good of the world.
Are you satisfied with this, with the plan?
And how did you feel when Senator McCain singled out Michael Moore for attention? Isn't that going to help his movie some?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time, sir.
See you later.
This is hard work.
Call and talk to the president at 201-209-9368.
Now, be glad to take your questions. This is hard work. In other words, he was a danger. And you can understand why. Excuse me. Let me put that quote to Woodward in context. That's what the question was. Your question, do I feel? Yeah. I feel.
Hello, this is Homer Simpson. Call now at 201-209-9368, where you can talk to the president. Listen on your telephone and turn down your radio, unless you want to get yelled at like one of those jerks on Ken and Andy's show.
Let me say one other thing.
Hello, this is Homer Simpson. Call now at 201-209-9368, where you can talk to the president. Listen on your telephone and turn down your radio, unless you want to get yelled at like one of those jerks on Ken and Andy's show.
It is. Good evening. Now be glad to take your questions.
Please turn down your radio and listen to the president on your telephone. That's how he listens to you.
Good evening.
Hi. How are you?
Good evening.
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure.
No. Now, why are you helping these raving psychotics?
Yes.
What the hell were you thinking?
Frankly, I'll be honest with you, I don't have any idea.
Wrong.
Let me say one other thing.
Bullshit.
Frankly, I'll be honest with you, I don't have any idea.
You want to fuck with me?
You'll find that out soon.
What is your political plan?
My answer to that question is that, again, I repeat what I said earlier, and
The, no bullshit, mate. Bullshit.
The,
bullshit.
You son of a bitch.
It just seemed an impractical strategy at the time, and frankly, I didn't contemplate it. You know, we were shooting cruise missiles, and like many, they don't protect us from killers.
No, it is not true.
What is the proper use of American power?
No, it is not true.
Okay.
Nothing works if it isn't thought out.
That's great. That's fine.
Why not?
I reject that.
What do you want?
God bless you.
What are you afraid of?
Of course I've asked that question.
You used to be somebody I could trust.
They're still
whatever
there.
Whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise. But I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong
to me. Something's happened that... and some things didn't happen that we thought were going to happen.
Negative. Negative. After the nuclear war.
Maybe I can best put it this way.
2 hours and 53 minutes. You must escape the primary blast zones. My mission is to protect you.
Don, you know, if I tried to fine-tune my messages based upon polls, I think I'd be pretty ineffective.
You're rational. Don't do that.
Mm.
I killed you.
I feel the same way. Let me say one other thing. You know, as I say, you're catching me totally fresh.
Wasting my time.
Gosh, Tony Blair doesn't think that.
Yes, John Connor. What do you want from me?
Not really.
You're a fucking choir boy compared to me.
Okay.
A choir boy.
It doesn't matter. If you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're young or old.
Look, nobody likes to see dead people on their television screens.
Just do what I tell you. I've only one more question. Give these people air.
What I'm telling you is that, look, nobody likes to see dead people on their television screens.
Over.
I don't. It's a chance to hug and weep and to... One of the things that's very important to you,
will not survive.
As far as I'm concerned, I wish you to give me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it.
Relax.
You know, what is the proper use of American power?
No!
See you later.
Call and talk to the president at 201-209-9368.
Now I'd be glad to take your questions. Now is the time. We're an open country, and now is the time to talk about winning this war on terror. That's our obligation. And so what I'm telling you is that we're at war.
Hello, this is Homer Simpson. Call now at 201-209-9368, where you can talk to the president. Listen on your telephone and turn down your radio, unless you want to get yelled at like one of those jerks on Ken and Andy's show.
Let me say one other thing.
Well, I think, as I mentioned, that's just a reality, Dave. I mean, but there was a... and the answer is, I'm sick. My response is, for the good of the world.
Are you satisfied with the plan?
Good evening. Now I'd be glad to take your questions. Let's see here. Elizabeth. Mm.
Hello, this is Homer Simpson. Call now at 201-209-9368, where you can talk to the president. Listen on your telephone and turn down your radio, unless you want to get yelled at like one of those jerks on Ken and Andy's show.
And my message today is we'll stay the course. We'll stay the course and complete the job, and you'll have what you need. Tony Blair's the same way.
Hello, this is Homer Simpson. Call now at 201-209-9368, where you can talk to the president. Listen on your telephone and turn down your radio, unless you want to get yelled at like one of those jerks on Ken and Andy's show.
Good evening.